Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, Kansas City's only talk radio program dedicated to our seniors and their caregivers. The mission of this program is to provide information, education, and resources for those caring for an elderly loved one. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I just want to thank you for joining me here today. I just really, really appreciate you taking part of your day to listen to this program. I'm so proud of Senior Care Live, and thanks again for being here. And as you know by now, Senior Care Live is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information that can truly, truly help you. And you can really depend on this during your journey and throughout your journey caring for your aging parents and other elderly loved ones. And if you have a question about the program or how we may be able to help you and your family, call now. Write it down. It's a toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. We have operators standing by answering that phone number 24/7. So again, you can call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. You can also check out the website at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. And if you visit the website, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and let's get connected. You can also sign up for a free e-newsletter. So there we go. If you want to learn more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, again, you can check that out at Senior Care Consulting, I-N-G, SeniorCareConsulting.com. And this is where my firm offers a highly specialized, very deeply personal service where we help you find the right senior care facility for your aging parents and other elderly loved ones. And so, for example, if home is no longer an option and you need to find an independent living apartment, an assisted living facility, maybe a nursing home or Alzheimer's dementia care, we can help you do that. We'll help you through this process in a very short period of time. We'll save you hours and hours of time and frustration. And we actually tour the communities with you. We ask a lot of questions on your behalf, and then we'll produce a report where you can blend that subjective gut reaction. Now, you got to pay attention to that, but blend that with blend that with objective, data-driven, verifiable information, all in an effort to make your best decision that you can make and sleep well at night knowing you did your best. If that resonates with you, again, reach out, SeniorCareConsulting.com. You could also call the 800 number, and let's talk about that with a free consultation with Senior Care Consulting. All right. We have a lot of great information to get to today. I want to introduce to you my guests, Lou and Carol Warren, and they're the owners and operators of Senior Helpers. Senior Helpers, it's an excellent home care company right here in Kansas City. And I'll tell you what, if you need, you know, I'm a huge, huge fan of home care services. If you need a little bit of help or 24 hours a day, call Lou and Carol Warren at Senior Helpers. Here's the phone number, 913-851-4800. Super easy to remember, 913-851-4800. Lou and Carol, thanks for being here, and welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you so much for having us.
We yes, thanks, Steve. It.
All right. So the purpose today is to talk about an incredible upcoming event. Lou, tell us all about that.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks to the support of Penny Schaefer, who is the Program Director for Health and Human Services at Johnson County Community College, mm-hmm. and her outstanding staff, we are inviting everyone to experience in person nationally recognized and renowned dementia expert Tipa Snow, presenting a new perspective on Alzheimer's and dementia care.
All right. And I have heard nothing but rave reviews about Tipa. I hear she is just a fantastic person, and you'll, it's just such a personal experience when you meet her and hear her and just all the information. So, Carol, tell us about the subject matter. You know, what is it focused on, and what will the attendees learn at this upcoming event?
There's so much to learn, and you can't have a better instructor than Tipa. You're absolutely right. She touches the heart of everyone by teaching us how to get inside the minds of those afflicted and better help us as primary caregivers to do exactly what we need to do, which is to help our seniors that are, or people who are afflicted, to have a good quality of life. What she's done is she's developed, in conjunction with her Positive Approach company, a program called Senior Gems for us and for the community to understand better how the progression of dementia is, and seeing our seniors and those afflicted as gems, not just as loss.
So for someone caregiving, and this could be for a professional, nurses, social workers, et cetera, the medical professional, as well as the layperson, just anyone from the community who may be providing care for their aging parent, grandparent, another family member, a neighbor, et cetera.
Absolutely.
If they're caring for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, some cognitive impairment, they need to be at this event.
We absolutely. Education is paramount, and unfortunately, dementia knows nobody. It knows everybody. It's not selective. Everybody who finds themselves as a primary caregiver, whether they want to be or not, they need to know how to help. And it becomes an issue where you want to protect the primary caregiver in the fact that they have life to live as well, in conjunction of support that they have for the people they're caring for. And through her teachings, we can do this on a daily basis and live in their world, not upsetting ours as much, but understanding and patience. And that goes from the president on down. It knows no bounds.
Absolutely. And I think if the caregiver understands how to work with someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, and then TIPA lets you into the mind of someone with Alzheimer's and dementia, You have a very different perspective. And all of a sudden, I think you're going to understand, oh, that's why they're doing that. They're not just trying to irritate me, and it's not their fault. It's the disease. But I now understand why they're doing that. So now I'm not going to be nearly as frustrated, and that reduces my stress. And hello, I'm a better caregiver, and I can be there longer.
Definitely. It's a win-win situation for everyone. It helps the world that the caregiver finds themselves in, and it certainly falls out to the client themselves so that they have a better day in understanding themselves as much as we can understand this insidious disease. Absolutely.
All right. And Lou, tell us more about TIPA Snow.
Well, this discussion was a perfect segue. TIPA began her caregiving journey as a young girl when her grandfather came to live with her family, and it became clear he was getting, back in those days, senile.
Right.
It turned out TIPA was much better at helping her grandfather get through the day and feel like he was doing well. That early experience seemed to shape her career in education.
Mm-hmm.
She has an MS in occupational therapy and over 30 years of clinical practice and teaching experience in a wide variety of educational settings. She has clinical appointments at the Duke University School of Nursing and the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill School of Medicine. These days, she spends the majority of her time providing educational sessions for groups and associations across North America. With her help and support and guidance, we are making a difference in the lives of people living with dementia and their families.
All right, so she is no lightweight. This woman is just complete. She is all in. And I've heard, and I'm telling you, before we ever met, 5 years ago, I had heard about this person named TIPA Snow, and that's an interesting name. So that's a name that you remember, right? It's not like Steve, right? Or whatever. So, I had heard about, I hear from all these multiple people, laypersons as well as professionals. It's really
fantastic. She gets into character. She teaches what she knows from living the experience. And I can tell you firsthand that it was my aha moment when I joined this company, when we started this company.
Yep.
I didn't know how I was going to help. I wanted to be able to help. Through her teachings and the way she talks, you reach. And it's very, very important. It's
Excellent, excellent. So, Lou, let's talk about when it is and where it is and how to register.
Okay, the event, as you said earlier, is Tuesday, October 27th at Johnson County Community College in the Rainier Building, Capitol Federal Conference Room 101.
That's a great venue.
It is. I've been there for many presentations. Mm-hmm. There are two sessions, one beginning at 8:30 and ending at 11:30 in the morning, and the second one at 12:30, ending at 3:30. The link to register is www.jcc.edu. Select classes, hit continuing education search, and then type in senior gems, and then register as or enroll as appropriate.
Okay, and so this, just to recap, this is appropriate for social workers and nurses will get continuing education credits, and then the layperson can go free of charge. So that's pretty awesome.
Right. There are continuing education credits for the medical professionals. Fee per session for professionals is $45, mm-hmm. and families are free.
All right, and I'm going to I'll also put this on my website, and you could also call a phone number here. I'm going to put all of that on the website at seniorcarelive.com. And Lou and Carol, thank you so much for being here today. It's going to be a fantastic event. I'm personally going, and I'll see you there.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you.
All right, the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week. With the Medicare Advantage plan, you can go to any physician or hospital that participates in Medicare. Is that true or false? After the break, find out. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now. You can call anytime. Write it down, 1-800-331-6445. And don't worry, if you don't have a radio or maybe you're listening to the radio walking into your home with no radio, you can stream the program live to any electronic device. Just go to Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. Upper left-hand corner, there's a Listen Live button. You cannot miss it. Click it, and it will stream to your phone, tablet, laptop, et cetera, any electronic device. It is really that simple. So, again, I just want to kind of put a cap on the big event coming up. It's coming up just in a few days here, Tuesday, October 27th. It's at Johnson County Community College in the Rainier Center, Room 101. And that's it, 12345. Is that really the address? That's amazing. 12345 College Boulevard. It's in Overland Park. There's a morning session, 8:30 to 11:30. Afternoon session, 12:30 to 3:30. Continuing education credits for nurses, social workers, and medical professionals. I believe the cost for that's $45. It's free to the public, the family and friend caregiver. And let me tell you, this is going to be an absolutely fantastic event. You can register online, and I'm going to post this on the website, seniorcarelive.com, on the front page. But if you'd rather just make a phone call and register that way, no worries. You can call 913-469-2323. That's 913-469-2323. Or, last but not least, you can call Lou and Carol Warren directly at Senior Helpers. Again, they're awesome home care providers, and you should consider them for your home care needs as well. But they can be reached at 913-851-4800. All right. Now, as you know, we're doing kind of mini segments on caring for the caregiver. I mean, I just spoke very recently, with an attorney. And the attorney was telling me that he made a referral, and he referred some folks to me, and the spouse actually, because of the stress of providing the care, the spouse has now some significant medical issues due to the stress, and now she cannot care for her husband, and she's heartbroken about it. He's heartbroken about it. And so this stress is a big, big, big deal. So you have to take care of yourself, and I will continue to preach on this and take care of yourself. But I like to play offense, become proactive, prevent stress inducing opportunities from happening. And the first thing you can do, just do yourself a favor. Try to prevent a fall before it ever happens. And I know my next guest coming up, they're big advocates on this as well. And we're going to talk about that. But keep your home safe from all hazards, fall risks, fire prevention, infection and injury. And here's a big one, super easy. If you have throw rugs, they look really nice, get rid of them. Just get rid of the carpets, because a lot of times our elders, they kind of shuffle their feet, or they could move their foot. They may not pick up their feet quite as well as they should. And it's super easy to fall and boom, now you have a broken hip. Or worse, my grandmother broke her neck when she fell in their home. So usually it's not that bad, but it could be bad. And it doesn't take much to take the wind right out of the sails of an elderly person from a fall. So just do that. Be proactive. Play offense. Also, be kind to yourself. Be kind to your back. All right. Lift properly. You can use transfer devices, lift devices, mobility equipment. There's a what's called a Hoyer lift or a patient lift, that can help do that and save your back. Because again, if you throw your back out and now you're in the hospital or you're in rehab because you're all messed up and you can't lift a pound, well, guess what? Now you're out of commission and you can't care for this person you love. So lots of lift devices. And then there's something that I like to call the mealtime mess. And what that is that's a potentially a real frustrating thing where, you know, dribbling, you know, your drink all over yourself or you got food all over the place. So you can use special utensils that have wide grips, adaptive grips, that's easy to get your hands around. There are plates that have a little lip on them so that as you're scooping food toward the edge of the plate and then there's a lip, the food falls back into your spoon and then you can lift a full spoon of food up and eat that without making too big of a mess. There are adult, you know, like our kids have sippy cups where if you fall over, there's a little valve in there and they don't fall all over the place and spill milk and juice and everything else all over the place. They make those for adults. So avoid the mealtime mess. Do yourself a favor and reduce your stress. Also learn in advance how to redirect an Alzheimer's or dementia patient or another, it could be not a patient, but just, you know, your own spouse or your mom or your dad. And that's huge. So a real live example is that I was at a birthday party and there was a person there with Alzheimer's and she was pretty far into it. And she had never really wandered away. But during this birthday party, she took off and no one knew it. And so a couple of us went to find her while the kids were having their birthday party. And we looked way down the road. She must have been a quarter of a mile away. And she was walking fast and with a purpose. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, here's the rest of that story. There's a major highway, I-70, about a half a mile from right where she was walking. And a half a mile, she's walking onto the highway. So I'm sprinting, running, going to get her, and I used a redirection technique to turn her around and have her very, very happily and willingly go with me arm in arm back to the party to see the awesome presents that the kids had, right? But I used my training in that situation and really avoided a potential disaster. And then also develop a network of family and friend caregivers. That is really, really huge. And then next week, I'm going to get into more tips and pieces of information. And I'm just going to bring these in every week for the next several weeks regarding the whole subject matter of caring for the caregiver. It's a huge, huge issue. And you definitely have to do that. And also, before we go any further, Don't forget about the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week. With the Medicare Advantage plan, you can go to any hospital or physician participating in Medicare. Is that a true or a false statement? And the drum roll, please. That statement is false. A Medicare Advantage plan is a replacement plan that replaces traditional Medicare using a very specific network of participating physicians and hospitals, and it does not include all providers. And this is just one of the ways that they are able to reduce their costs. So you learned something there. All right, let's shift gears, I'd like to introduce the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. And Keith and Mark, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, and we're going to get into everything in the next couple of segments. We're already right up close to the end of the second segment here, but you can learn more about Mr. Remodeler, and we always discuss this in the context of aging in place. How can you make home modifications to age in place successfully and safely? Mr. Remodeler can be found online at mrremodeler.com or in Missouri, 816-453-3049. That's 816-453-3049. In Kansas, 913-362-7166. Right after the break, we're going to get into lots of excellent information with the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by to take your call. So call now, or you can call anytime, 800-331-6445, 1-800-331-6445. And if you miss an episode, you can always go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to any of the previously aired programs. And that's open for business 24/7. How about that? Back to my friends and the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. And so, guys, we're coming up into the holiday season. I can't believe we're talking about it
again.
Can
you believe it? Oh,
no,
my.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. So, what in the context of aging in place, home modifications to age in place safely, successfully, stay home, save the money for moving to a care community? What do you look for?
Well, you look for the changes year to year. I mean, who knows our parents better than us? So, yeah. You know, and they're around each other all the time. So it takes somebody from the outside to look and see, you know, how their stability is, how their vision is. And, you know, are they getting up and down easily? You know, all those types of signs.
Okay. And I like the you mentioned third party. So sometimes, you know, the seniors themselves, they may not see some of the issues, or it's a nice steady decline. And, well, I can't do, you know, this like I used to, but you might see that very differently as, wow, that was a huge, huge, kind of decrease in ability from last Thanksgiving to this Thanksgiving.
Well, definitely. I just, was meeting with a couple earlier today, and they were talking about, making some modifications in their home, and they said their son had been over and just had said, you know, if you're going to stay here, we need to make some changes, because there are things that he had seen. And I think after pointing that out to them, they realized that, yes, we do need to make those changes, but it was going to take somebody else to spur them on to, you know, to make the movement of calling us to get in there and take care of it for them. So.
All right, and Mr. Remodeler is a certified age-in-place specialist, CAPS certified. And Keith, I think you had mentioned you've been doing this type of work for a long time, but now there's a way you can kind of put a label on that and say that you specialize in it. But you've been doing this for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah, we've been doing it forever, really. you know, people have been growing old forever, and we've been helping them stay in their houses for just about as long.
And a lot of your clients, a lot of your customers are repeat customers. So they are aging in place with you. Instead of some of your new customers listening to this program and some other, you know, other outlets and referrals, word of mouth and those sort of things, they may be new saying, hey, come in and widen our doors and put in a ramp and, you know, tear out the bathtub, put in a walk-in shower, all those things.
And you're getting people who are at a younger age, you know, in their 50s that are starting to prepare for it and actually try to get ahead of it.
That is so smart.
Yeah. I mean, not a lot, but we do get them.
That is so smart. I heard this has been maybe, I want to know, 3, 4, 5 years ago about just the giant, the big time trend on both coasts of replacing the doorknobs with the levers.
Right.
And, you know, lowering the sink and raising the electrical outlet so you don't have to bend over as far. And just lots of little things that you wouldn't just automatically think of, but you specialize in this and you could help someone kind of think through some of these needs. Is that right?
That's correct. And, you know, you don't need to be aging to do those things either. And there's so many things that we can do when we're doing other modifications to the home, to plan for those things. Directly from the show last month, I got a phone call from an older couple that they were concerned that, you know, what's going to be the next step or if they have a medical issue. And we just simply walked through the house and said, okay, if you can't get in and out, we can put a ramp in your garage, you know, because you've got to be able to get in and out of the house safely. Yeah. So that was the first step. Well, we could do that in a fairly short period of time. We're not ordering specialized material. Because he was concerned, well, if it happens, you know, we never know when things are going to happen.
Sure.
You know, how long is it going to take to get these modifications done? And a lot of them were just the simple things. And then we moved into the bath and you know, they realized, well, we're going to be ordering some specialty type materials and we're going to have, you know, potentially 2 to 3 week job as well as waiting for materials. So, you know, we just kind of walked through the whole process. It wasn't like they were ready to just do something right then and there, but now they feel better because they do have a plan, and it's important to have a plan.
Absolutely. And so you're very, very busy. If our listeners, if you don't know, Mr. Remodeler was started in 1969. Okay, so that should say volumes about the quality of work, the longevity of the company. How many construction remodeling-related companies just come and go all the time? And now we don't use phone books anymore, but if we had a phone book, you could probably go through and I'm going to guess what 80-90% gone after 5 years.
Oh, countless. I have no idea what the percentage is, but
it's
after
ridiculous.
How many years? Five.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, probably, I mean, there's a handful that have been around forever.
Sure.
I think right now we're probably the oldest actually active.
Yep.
Remodeling company.
And that's amazing. And you don't do that. If you're doing poor work and all this, I mean, you do fantastic work. You have repeat customers. You have word of mouth. And this is how you build a successful company just by doing the right thing.
And from an aging standpoint, you don't want to turn somebody over to your parents. It's just going to try to talk them into a quick job. You know, like what Mark went out to that couple and just walked to their house. You know, it's about building a relationship up.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, one reason why I am perfectly comfortable saying, call Mark. Call Keith with Mr. Remodeler is that I know that you treat people right. You don't go out and try to high pressure, you know, sell them. In fact, it's kind of a two-step process, isn't it?
It really is. And when Keith's father, Dean, started the company and when I first started working there several years ago, I mean, he was very firm in, you know, I don't want one job. I want all their jobs. And you don't go in and just try to sell them one and make a big profit.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to make. Obviously, we're a business. We have to make some money.
Absolutely.
But you make a little bit on every job.
And you stay busy.
And we stay busy, and we've been able to keep our help for years and very little turnover. And we're fortunate for that. I mean, that's what makes the company work is the people who work there.
And that is, first of all, that's ideally, that's the way it's supposed to be. I don't know of very many businesses that actually work like that. The turnover is horrendous. They're going in high pressure sales and you're doing it old school. You're doing it the right way. And I appreciate that. And that's why I just love our relationship and I love recommending Mr. Remodeler.
Well, thank you. And you know, it really is because you're going in somebody's home. It's not like selling a car where you've got a product that's already complete. You're just trying to get it out the door.
Yeah.
You know, there's some thought that has to go into it. It's a process.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So, all right, so we're going to go in and we're meeting. I mean, we're not meeting, but we might be coming home. We haven't been home for a year or maybe several months. And so what is it that we're going to look for? Because you're right, we do know our parents the best. In fact, I'm living this. My mom's been in the hospital, and everyone's like, you know, well, should she do this? Is she safe to go home? And, well, yeah, I think so. I think I know her best. So that's an excellent point. But that third party outside perspective that hasn't been there every day, that's very valuable.
Well, there's so many things that you can just watch as you're visiting or, seeing your parents in everyday life. It might be something as simple as getting in and out of the house or the car. You know, if they're struggling with that, perhaps we can put a grab bar on each side of the doorway. Most garages here in the Midwest have a step or two up from the garage floor into the house. And if they've got things in their hands, that type of thing, I mean, it's just a real bad place for a fall. You know, obviously concrete doesn't feel good when you fall on it.
So. No, not too much. I have three steps up into mine. They had to drop my garage floor quite a ways because of the slope of the driveway.
Got some of the grade out of the driveway, probably.
Yeah. So I have to step up quite a bit into, there's stairs, but, right. You know, and I'm a young 54. How about, right? But, hey, if I'm 74 and slowing down, those three stairs now are a lot more of a hassle.
Well, you know, and what's interesting, I took my mom to the ball game this past weekend.
And bragger.
Yeah.
Bragger.
And watching her, I know she struggles. She has balance problems, so she struggles walking in a straight line. You know, and it's not the tequila. But no, just kidding. She doesn't drink at all. But just, there were shallow stairs. These weren't the steep ones. These were fairly shallow stairs, but there was no handrail on either side of it. It's just seats. Mm. And she really struggled getting to the seat. It was just, you know, maybe 8 or 10 steps. Mm-hmm. The more shallow they got, the better it was. But it was kind of shocking to me that, because, you know, I've kind of seen her wobble a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, she's really having trouble getting up and down the stairs.
Yep.
And I think another key thing, when you're in the home and you're looking at a set of stairs, I know I went through this with my parents. I would stop by and there's all this item setting on the stairs because they didn't want to have to carry it down the stairs. So it's not a good idea just to set the things on the stairs. That way, you know, you're bound to trip over it going up and down. And, you know, I see a lot of times it's just the laundry situation for people to get up and down the stairs. And, you know, that's a good solution of bringing the washer and dryer upstairs to avoid that potential hazard.
So you can move the washer and dryer maybe from the basement of the first floor, maybe up to where, just relocate it to a different floor to make it
a
more
bedroom
convenient.
You're not using. You know, a lot of times if you've got, you know, two elderly people in a home, they really only need one or two bedrooms. They've got a third one they're not really using.
And just convert it.
Excellent.
I'm talking with Keith Blay and Mr. Remodel, excuse me, Keith Blay and Mark Worth with Mr. Remodeler, online at MrRemodeler.com. That's MRRemodeler.com in Missouri, 816-453-3049. In Kansas, 913-362-7166. And after the break, we're going to continue the discussion of remodeling your home to age in place and what to look for over the holidays. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. And back to my friends and the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Worth. And look, This is nothing against the neighborhood handyman. I'm not saying anything at all. I'm just saying if you're going to have, you know, some big work done to your home so that you can stay there and avoid the $5,000 to $7,000 a month cost in an assisted living apartment or a nursing home, get it done right and go with professionals who have been in business since 1969. Hello. That tells you about everything that you need to know. MrRemodeler.com, MRRemodeler.com, 816-453-3049 and 913-362-7166. And Keith, I used to love hearing your dad's voice on all these commercials because he had that real deep voice, right? You know, and he told stories. And,
absolutely.
And I loved, and you knew it was Dean Blay on that. You knew it.
Yep.
It was like a signature trademark.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually was going through a few of those the other day and came across his old Christmas commercial that he ran every year. Yeah? It was pretty neat.
Yeah.
His voice was a little less deep back then.
Yeah.
I think he was my age when he did it.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Well, when I started hearing them, it was Dean Blay. I mean, it did big, booming, deep voice, very distinctive. So I loved his commercials.
Yeah. No, they're really neat.
All right. So we're coming home for the holidays. You know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Those are the, and we have some other holidays in there as well. But we want to take a look at our parents with a real objective eye. And not to be a jerk, right? But
a
concern,
exactly.
Son or daughter or niece or nephew, a grandson, granddaughter. But take a look and see what you see. And how are they walking? And are they able to reach things in their cupboard? Are they able to use their stove? Does bending over, is that a problem for them? Look for some of these things. What are some other things that we should look for?
Well, I think a lot of it is just mobility. Also, you know, how are they seeing things? So many homes are so poorly lighted, and as we all get older, we need, you know, more light is beneficial, particularly walkways, stairways. You know, as we're preparing food, you know, under cabinet lighting would be beneficial.
One of the things I've noticed in older homes, yeah, and I'm not talking like 20s and 30s necessarily, but some even built in the 70s. Mm-hmm. There's no ceiling fixture.
Mm, okay.
You know, so you're counting on floor lamps and table lamps to light a room, or the ceiling fixture has really small bulbs in it. And, mm-hmm. you know, so that kind of thing we can run electrical for a ceiling fixture if needed, or just, you know, a homeowner can replace the light bulbs with higher beam lights.
And not to mention, lighting will just really, really improve the look of the place, too.
Right.
And you want to talk about a quick fix to really update the look of your home. Some of these beautiful lighting fixtures, and they're not terribly expensive, a lot of them. Or if you're adding lighting, because, you know, again, I'm not even in my mid-50s yet, not quite, and I am a lot more light-dependent for reading and that sort of thing. So you get in your 70s, and hello, that lighting's a huge, huge issue, and it's a pretty easy fix.
Absolutely.
I was in a home the other day where it was an unfinished basement, and it had nothing about it to do with an accessibility issue. It was some cracks in the base foundation walls that we were looking at and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But the homeowner had come in and actually just painted the open stairs. All of the stairs were a different color so that they could see the stairs. They had the wife at the time had fallen down the steps once. That seemed to be a good solution. They were bright colors, and that way she could distinguish between one step and the other, because so many people, I've been told, as you look down that stairwell, mm-hmm. it just looks like a slide. I mean, you really can't
define. It all bleeds together.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And if I would suggest, if you do that, make each stair a different note.
There you go.
Sorry, we don't actually do that.
Okay. It's not a bad idea, though. It's not bad. It's not bad. All right. My daughter would like that. She's a piano player and a big musician, so she would like that.
Yeah. Way to get your kids exercise. Right.
I think the most important thing is just, you know, keep your eyes open and just look for changes in their health and their general welfare. And we always go back to that key thing is, are they safe in their home?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to leave and think, well, maybe they'll be okay till next year when I get back or whatever the situation. I mean, be proactive.
Yep.
Well, and there are kits you can buy for like base cabinets that will convert it to rollout cabinets. If they're stationary,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a lot of different kits like that can be installed where you don't have to rip out all the cabinets and change everything if you can't afford to do that or just don't want to do that. Full swing hinges. There's just a ton of different items out there for the specific purpose.
Well, let me say that we all know it's really easy to kind of put your head in the sand and pretend it's not there or pretend it's not as bad as it really is. I'm expecting a call with just some tragedy from some people I've talked to off and on over the past year or so. And every time they leave their dad's home, they're scared to death that he will fall down the stairs because he goes downstairs to do his laundry.
Yeah.
And then he goes upstairs to take a shower. But most of his living is done on the main floor.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, what about moving the laundry to the main floor in the showers upset, you know. So, I mean, what about moving some things around? Well, we don't want to spend the money. Well, okay. So let's use some common sense here, right? Okay. So move him out to a care community or spend a fraction of that cost and modify his home. I'm practically begging them to do it. I can't get him to do it.
I was in a home about, early summer where it was a son trying to get his parents to think about this.
Yeah.
And when I walk in to present the bed and the design and et cetera, we walk into the kind of your basic Gladstone split level. So walk in through the living room into the kitchen and the mom's sitting at the table ready to talk about it. And the dad's like, I'm not involved. I'm not talking about it.
Yeah.
And as soon as we sat down, now he could hear us. I mean, he's not 6 feet away.
Yeah.
As soon as we start talking about it, he turned down Wheel of Fortune so he could hear us.
right.
But, you know, having that conversation can be a little difficult on both sides.
Sure, sure.
Well, we're all proud people, and sometimes we don't want to admit that we need help or need things. But,
And in my case, the gentleman has some dementia issues, so it's time for the sons to step up and be responsible, and they're absolutely not doing it. Yeah. And this story, I'm fearful that it's not going to end well. So I hope it does, but they are playing with fire and they're stressed out, not sleeping, thinking something's going to happen to their dad. So, all right. Hey guys, thanks for being here today. Really, really appreciate it. Mark,
thanks for having us again.
Absolutely. Mark Wirth and Keith Blay with Mr. Remodeler. Keith, you want to give us your phone numbers one more time?
Sure thing. In Kansas, it's 913-362-7166. In Missouri, it's 816-453-3049 or online at MrRemodeler.com.
All right. And again, for our listeners, if you're thinking about this, I mean, there's a little bit of lead time involved here. So call Mr. Remodeler and give them a call. You will be happy you did so. To everyone listening, I'm honored you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.